Welcome to The Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. I bring you greetings from Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. And I have a very important message to share with you today. For those of you that have been following me, I have been doing a series on overcoming trauma and overcoming traumatic experiences. And although I go by the title of the pastor of poetry, I really don't share a lot of my poetry. So this morning, I'm going to grace you with a poem that is entitled Behind My Anger, because it is directly related to the message that I am going to deliver today. The message, a synopsis of the message, is how we respond to crisis, traumas, hurt, pain, and abuse. It directly affects our ability to grow or to become stagnant. So, I would like to share a poem that I wrote that is entitled Behind My Anger. And Behind My Anger is going to lead me directly into the message that I'm going to share today. Eloquently speaking, behind my anger is the overwhelming desire to release the hurt, the bitterness, the resentment, the shame, and the pain that I feel deep inside. I've been mad for a long time, years of anger all built up inside, the lingering effects of slavery. Behind my anger is a strong determination to release what I am feeling in a positive way so that I can bring forth a positive change. You see, if I can change my perspective, I can change my life. Behind my anger is an eagerness, a willingness to educate my children, my family, my friends, even my enemies about the lingering effects of slavery. Behind my anger is a list of generational curses that must be broken. But how can they be broken if they aren't being exposed? My people are perishing for lack of knowledge. Behind my anger, I see the big ships. They enslaved my ancestors. Naked, hungry, I see them in the spirit. Strong, they were very strong. Behind my anger, I see the plantation where our African American men were programmed to drop seed into his African American queen, then leave without bonding with his bride or his children. Behind my anger, I see the big strong buck being sent to another plantation to drop more seeds to leave yet another African American queen. Behind my anger, I see children growing up in a single household because massa time done turned daddy into a rolling stone. Rolling, don't know where he is going. Daddy was rolling. Behind my anger, I see the lie, deception perfected, and I'm exposing the works of the enemy. Satan, I'm going to tear your kingdom down in Jesus' name. Satan, I am going to pray your kingdom down in Jesus' name. Behind my anger, I see hope. Hope is on the horizon. Behind my anger, I see the African American queens rising up in the spirit. They are praying for their African American kings, just like our ancestors did when they transferred them to another plantation. So rise up, my African American sisters. Rise up, our African American kings. They need us to be strong. So don't give up, don't give in, don't shut up, don't back up, move forward and beyond. Because behind my anger, I see the Lord answering our prayers. Behind my anger, I see restoration. Behind my anger, I see African American kings returning home. I see broken homes becoming whole. I see broken homes becoming whole. All because his African American queen rose up in the spirit and prayed. Will you join me? And that is an original poem that I wrote entitled Behind My Anger. And this poem was published in an anthology entitled Unleashed. And the publisher is Creative Talents Unleashed. And I just wanted to give a shout out to them. And this book is available for sale and it's $10. And the book, the proceeds from the book, it goes to support the Starving Artist Fund. And this is a fund for artists, that people that want to write a book, but you don't have the money to write a book. So if that poem blessed you, I would be so honored if you would purchase a copy of the book. But this message is not to get you to buy the book. The message was to sound the alarm that change is here. We love to say that change is coming, but I come to let you know today that change is here. We as a people, we need to come together on one accord and we need to love on one another. So today's message, and I thank you so much for joining me. Today's message, we're going to do a heart check. So I want to welcome you to today's heart check with the Word of God. And we're talking about people that have been traumatized, people that have experienced great crisis, people that have been hurt, people that have been violated. And when I was doing my devotions this morning, and this is going to be really, really raw because I'm exposing myself today in a way that I have never exposed myself when ministering the word of God or just encouraging others and doing what God has placed on my heart. And I'm real passionate about today's message because it totally convicted me. And I was complaining to God because I love people and I love helping people. And a lot of times people take advantage of my kindness and I get used a lot, y'all. And I get abused a lot. And I know this, but I continue to love on people. Even when people do me wrong, I continue to extend kindness to them. But today I had enough and I had a serious attitude and I went to God in prayer. And I was sharing with a friend in prayer, And the person said to me, well, Stacy, you know, they use Jesus. And if they use Jesus, what makes you think you're being used is so different? So I thought about that. And I said, well, I need to go check my heart. Because I only come online when God tell me to come online with a message to encourage his people. And then today, I was like, wow, do I really want to obey God right now? Because I'm really dealing with this traumatization. I'm really dealing with, you know, this being used. And so as I read the word of God, the Holy Spirit reminded me of the poem that I wrote, Behind My Anger. And see, we can use anger in a positive way. But what God showed me is that Jesus used all of the pain, all of the punishment, like all of the things. Jesus never got angry. Jesus got angry. I'm not sorry. He did get angry, but Jesus never reacted or responded. He didn't let the sun go down on his anger. He didn't let his anger control him. And so God began to show. So that's what this message is about. Did you know that his skin was ripped off as they flogged him? Be flogged? But they had cattails, they had like sharp objects, they had blades and Jesus. And please pray, y'all, because this message, the internet is just kind of going in and out. The devil is a liar. But when they flogged Jesus, the skin off of him. When I looked at the definition, flog is to whip or to. So right, I had to ask. I said, why was Jesus punished? Why was Jesus tortured? And I said, this is similar to black people. This is similar to my African American brothers and even some sisters, because many of our people have been tortured and we have been punished for crimes that we did not commit. And that's why I shared that poem, Behind My Anger. You see, I am angry about some things this morning, but I want to deal with my anger in a positive way that will help to promote change. Jesus was traumatized. And we as a people, we have been traumatized. But I want you to look at yourself today and look at the areas where you have been traumatized, where you have been used, where you have been abused and mistreated. You're no different than Jesus, because Jesus was traumatized. Jesus was tortured and Jesus was punished. He was punished. For what? Punish is to inflict a penalty or a sanction on someone as retribution for an offense, especially a transgression of a legal or a moral code. And again, I have to ask the question, what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do to be traumatized? What did Jesus do to be flogged? As I read the definition of what it means to be punished or to be tortured, I said, God, what did Jesus do? And I'm asking you that are listening to me right now, can somebody tell me what Jesus did to receive the kind of punishment that he received? Come on and answer me. Why are you taking so long? Somebody tell me, please, what did Jesus do to justify the actions of those that flogged him? What did Jesus do to justify how his enemies beat him beyond recognition. Somebody tell me, what did Jesus do that caused the people to spit on him? What did Jesus do to cause the people that were traumatizing him to tear the very hairs out of his beard? We're talking about overcoming traumatic experiences. Did you know that Jesus was traumatized? And so when I started this message this morning, I cried out to God because I was traumatized. I said, God, you know what? I am so tired of these people taking advantage of my kindness. I'm nice, but I'm not a fool, God. Like, and you keep telling me to act like I don't know what they're doing and to walk in love. And I'm being real, because we got to take off the mask. And so God wanted me to learn through Jesus' experience how he was going to help me to overcome these traumatic experiences. So one of the questions that I had to write down is, did you know that Jesus' body went into shock when they flogged him? Did you know that Jesus endured all of that trauma for you, and Jesus endured all of that trauma for me? Do you know that Jesus endured? Jesus allowed, Jesus put up with the abuse, Jesus put up with the mistreatment, Jesus put up with being used, Jesus put up with being disrespected, Jesus put up with being dishonored, Jesus put up with being devalued, Jesus put up with being deappreciated, Jesus put up with being rejected, Jesus put up with being despised, Jesus put up with being neglected, Jesus put up with being isolated, Jesus put up with being abandoned for you and I. And eloquently speaking, can you imagine the pain that Jesus felt? You see, we are 100% human. Jesus was 100% human, and he felt what he felt.